Now we're going to be talking movies. Skinford, which you can see this Sunday as it closes out the Monster Fest travelling sideshow. We've been talking about it so much here on 2SER, tells the story of Jimmy Skinford, or Skinny, to all and sundry, who finds himself having a particularly strange night. It starts with his own execution, gangland going spectacularly odd, and without giving too much away, it sets Skinny at odds with an entire rogues gallery of shady figures that give the term underworld a whole different meaning. It was written and directed by Nick Kutsevsky and co-written by producer Tess Meyer, both who joined me in the studio. G'day, guys.
Hey thanks Ronnie. For having us.
That
was a great description, by the way.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you very much. Secretly, I didn't write it. Thanks to Nick for moving over this International Women's Day and doing a bit of the producing work, making me look good today, as I do for him every week. Talking about the movie, we've got shallow graves, bullets to the head, and an exploding car, and that's just in the first 5 minutes. You really weren't holding back, were you?
That's definitely the plan, yeah. Now, look, the film was designed, let's say, to pack a punch. Like, the whole point was to create something that really, I guess, is unique and stands out and create some noise to kind of expose, let's just say, filmmakers, and at least what we're capable of, what we think we're capable of. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the question we asked most during the making of it was, how can we push it further?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, more explosions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you shot it around some very familiar suburbs in Sydney, but set it in sort of a dark mirror of England. Why did you choose to set it in the UK?
Well, it's not necessarily set there, just inspired by that world. I mean, at the time I was watching a lot of British TV, and what I liked about what it did was more so for the accent. What it gave us was this really syncopated kind of dark humour that we could play with. And as soon as we kind of brought Josh Brennan in, which is our lead, and we explored what that accent could allow for, suddenly opened up these new doors on playing with a bit of a timing that we don't get to necessarily explore with either an American accent or an Australian accent. So it was purely to help that kind of dark comedy aspect.
How did the actors go with the accents? Did they need any coaching?
Most of them were great. Most of them were great. Like anything, it's practice and it is just being exposed to that world. But look, the film, we explore different accents. You know, we even have non-English speaking characters in it. So it was a no rules kind of situation where we weren't necessarily restricted to have to do it a certain way or not.
Yeah, by not really setting it in an exact specific location, we kind of opened ourselves up to anything, which was really good for us.
It's sort of in a abstract, really scary place. It's so creepy and gory, and there's some really disgusting, bloody explosions.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How did you make these sort of fantastic effects come to life?
Look, we got a great crew here in Australia, and this was a really good, example of what happens when you bring a unique script to a crew of high caliber, and then they just jump in and have a lot of fun with it. My background is in visual effects, but ironically, I avoided that as much as possible in this film. So a lot of it is practical. A lot of it was
really
playing with stunts, playing with practical effects as much as possible. And it's a rule of thumb. You always get a better result, but also on the day, better reactions as well.
Yeah. Without spoiling anything, there is a mad doctor who surgically puts something in people's bellies. That was just so creepy and so disturbing. How did you come up with this?
I hate that question. It's the point in the film where things get a little bit creepy. That's for sure. And the whole film is kind of designed to be action packed, and then halfway through, this scene comes in, and everything kind of slows down and gets really, really kind of dark and twisted. It's the point in the film where the two main characters get split up for the first time. So what we're saying is, in the beginning, because essentially what happens is Skinny discovers that this girl is immortal, and if he's touching her, then he's invincible too, so he handcuffs himself to her. So halfway through, they get split up for the first time, and things get pretty nasty.
Nice. Real nice. Thank you so much, Nick and Tess, for coming into 2SER.
Thanks for having us, Ryan.
Yeah, it's been great.
Remember that you can catch Skinford at 7 p.m. this Sunday at Event Cinemas on Jordan Street as the closing film of Monster Fest Travelling Sideshow.